Welcome back to the Off The Record DJ podcast, and in today's episode, we are back. Let's go. Is it Theta? 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 And are DJ reviews becoming a bit too obvious? Let's get stuck into this week's Off The Record DJ podcast.
Music, industry talk, stories, equipment and more. We are Crossfader and this is off the record. Off the record. Off the record.
Don't say it. Happy New Year! We are back with the podcast. Sorry it's took so long.
I know, we've had so many people emailing, like, is it coming back?
Yeah, listen, we are back.
It is.
Bigger. Wait, let's do it like Echo, right? Bigger.
Bigger. Bigger.
No.
Oh.
Bigger.
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 Badder.
No. This is getting weird.
We're trying to hype up a new series, gang, all right? Get on board.
Yes.
Me and Jamie have just had a workout and Danny's had a Tesco meal deal, so we are pumped.
Yes.
We are back in business.
I'm floating around.
So much to talk about. And it's been wild. Yeah, thanks for bearing with us on the podcast. We are back. We're still not sat down, if you're watching. But
things are changing.
It's a bit of a new look, but basically,
temporary.
Around us, the studio has been torn down. So we are in the middle of a big refit because we want a fresh look. We want to level up, as we do across everything we do. We want to level up.
Yep.
We've got some big old guests coming in. We've got some big old content ideas, and I'll stop saying big old, but there's loads of going on. So yeah, Danny, you've been in charge of the teardown.
Yeah.
What's going on? Give them a behind the scenes. What's happening?
I'm working with my hands.
You're working with, all right, hello.
No, just taking bits apart. The room's looking a bit weird at the minute, but it's going to look very tasty.
Yeah, so we've already got our tutorials there, where you've seen all the tutorials.
Yeah.
We've ripped down a wall, which is going to be a new podcast area where we're going to have seats to sit down on.
Yes.
Because we're still the only podcast.
Instead of staring straight at a camera, we're going to actually talk to each other.
Yeah.
We're still the only podcast on planet Earth who stands up
and
crouches between like each other. So it's going to be a full podcast set up to my left with, you know, cameras at us and lighting and
some nice
visuals, backdrops and all that kind of stuff. And then we've got a club booth coming in, which is going to look sick. It's going to look like, it's going to look like a shipping container, which I know doesn't sound great, but it's going to be like moody and dark, and it's going to have light.
Bit industrial. Basically, we want to recreate a club environment in our studio so that we can create content like we were taking you to the club and getting you ready for the club, but it's going to be filmed within our studio, so we don't have to go to the club to do it, but we can put you in that environment. So we're super excited about that one.
Plus, when guests come in, they can have a mix, and it's going to look sick. And we buy on guest gatherway, we've got some incredible things planned, but it only works if you guys help us out as well. So these guests that want to come on need some basic proof that we are big and we are big in this world. So if you can just pause this podcast and just give us a like, drop us a comment, whatever you need to do to help us get to some new heights and some new numbers and new subscribers, that would be amazing and really help us out.
And then we can bring some big artists.
We're talking big ones, guys. All right. So yeah, lots of exciting stuff. Speaking of exciting stuff, we're the team's growing. Now, it's been kept a little bit under wraps. We've said a few little bits here and there, but we have a new team member on board. Mm-hmm. And some of you will know him, some of you don't. But Blakey from Serato, a.k.a. Blakey UK, is part of the Crossfader team now. And he's coming in, he's doing a lot of bits. And if you don't know Blakey, he is a former DMC World Scratch Champion, British Champion.
But made it to the world.
Yeah, made it to the world. He's also been involved in some unreal projects over the years, including the development of DJ Hero. He also does some scratches in the new Spider-Man Spider-Verse film.
Yep.
He was also in charge of Serato UK for a while. So there's nothing that this guy doesn't know about the world of DJing and industry. So we're excited to have him on board. He's going to basically do some content bits for us. It's exciting.
Very exciting. Yeah. I mean, that kind of gives you a hint as to the kind of content that's coming because of his back catalogue of experience. Mm.
Guys, we are live. Hello. If you are watching, you know, this podcast, if you're new, welcome. If you are a regular, welcome back. And this podcast is back and forth. We love you guys to get involved. And we want to hear from you. You know, where you're watching from, how you're doing, what's going on, what's new with you. Do you have any questions for us? We love to favorite your questions and then get back to you with some answers and some suggestions, some advice. So we'll favorite some of your questions if you just put them in the chat box, and we'll come back to you. But yeah, give yourself a shout out. Let us know where you're watching from in the world.
Hi to those on Twitch as well. There's a couple of people that have already commented, and we don't really push Twitch. We just kind of go live there and see what happens. But yeah, shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
Enough of the niceties, guys. All right, let's get stuck into some stuff. All right,
drama.
We've put this podcast off too long. All right, let's get stuck into the talking points. All right.
Yeah, everyone knows what's coming in the comments.
Alpha Theta, right?
Or is it Alpha Theta?
Or is it? So, new products.
Where do we start?
Yeah, where do we begin? Right, beginning of Christmas before we broke up the podcast, there was a bit of a talk about. We're getting word that this Alpha Theatre company, who are the parent company of Pioneer DJ and various other companies, were basically trying to acquire Serato. Plus, we were getting emails about, oh, by the way, you won't be getting Pioneer emails anymore. All a bit up in the air. And then since then, it's all, I'm about to say there's been a lot of clarity. There's not, but there has been updates. So Alpha Theatre has officially launched onto the scene with new products.
Yeah.
And... it's been divisive, to say the least. But like anything that's change, you know, a lot of people don't like change. But I don't want to sit on the fence, but I don't want to also just go one way or the other because it's not as black and white as everyone might seem.
No.
So
people are freaking out.
People are freaking out. There is a reason why they can't use the Pioneer DJ branding anymore. It's contractually. So it's not a case of them just getting rid of the Pioneer DJ name that has been synonymous with DJing for 30 years, actually. The first CDJ came out 30 years ago today, I think, or this week. So there is that. So it's not just like they're just trying to get rid of a legacy, and that's one thing. What I find strange is the product release for such a big, important statement was an odd choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Omnis Duo is a battery-powered, if you haven't seen, I'm sure you have, is a battery-powered, all-in-one, standalone unit, which is quite striking. It's kind of like blue design, which they said the design of the color denim.
Yeah. Which
is interesting.
Yeah.
So it is definitely a statement piece, and it is, you know, it has caused, I guess, you know, they say any bad press is good press. It has caused a lot of talk. Mm. Let's just talk about the Omnis Duo. Jamie, you did the review.
Yep.
Let's just talk about what the Omnis Duo is. They might have come across a quick demonstration. They might not know what it is. So what is the Omnis Duo? What are the features?
So basically, Omnis Duo, it is a portable battery-powered unit. You can plug it in and play with as normal, but one of its USPs is the battery power. I think it was 5 hours full charge. Yeah. There's an eco mode in it to extend that battery life, which dims the lights and things. And it means you can take it out on the road, play with it kind of anywhere. Because they released it with the Wave 8 portable speaker and this new Sonic Link technology, which is kind of like their version of wireless speaker technology. So that means you plug a little receiver into the Omnis Duo or any other piece of DJ equipment, and then it transmits wirelessly to the speaker over quite a distance as well. And it's really great technology. And that was great. I can see why they brought these out together, but the Omnis Duo, I'm just not sure where it sits in the market. Like, who is it for? Because it's... You know, they're saying that it's a portable speaker that you can take to parties, you can take it to the park, you can take it to the beach, but you've got to bear in mind that this is like, what was it, like $1,500 or something like that. Yeah, yeah. So this is not aimed at people that are going to be going and doing that with equipment.
Yeah.
Like $1,500, I wouldn't be taking that to the beach to get sand in.
No.
I wouldn't be taking it out in case it starts raining. Like, there's very few places I want to really take this into the elements.
£1,500.
Yeah. So it was a bit of a weird one, how it was priced and what it does. Now, they had a few other little things in there that they tried to bring forward where they're pushing the technology. And one of those things was the Bluetooth technology in there, which is great. They can now output Bluetooth from this speaker, output the audio over Bluetooth to any Bluetooth speaker. But again, there's a downside to that because there's a delay. So as a DJ, we can't DJ over a delayed output. It doesn't really work very well. So it's a very fancy mobile phone that can play your music over Bluetooth. Then they've got the Bluetooth input. So you can connect your phone to it and you can send audio over Bluetooth into the unit. And this is new. You can send any audio over Bluetooth and then you can control that audio on the deck. So you could use the jog wheel, you can use the hot cues, you can use looping. You can do all of this stuff to manipulate that audio that's been sent in. Mm. But there's, again, another downside to it.
Big downside.
Because you've got to leave the audio playing. It's just like a recorder.
Yeah.
And it gives you the audio back like 10 seconds later after it's heard it from whatever the device is. So let's say you are at a party, the intended use. A friend comes over and says, can you play this song? You say, I don't have it because there's no inbuilt streaming in it. Weird. But anyway.
There's no inbuilt streaming in a portable controller.
Anyway, that's another story. Oh, apparently, SoundCloud and Beatport are both coming to it. I've heard this.
Yes.
Whether I can say it or not, I've heard that it's coming. Anyway, so apparently they're coming. I don't know about BeatSource or Tidal or anything else.
Tidal won't be.
But because there's no inbuilt streaming, your friend comes over with the phone and says, can you play this? You say, yes, just connect to my device. Cool. Then just play the song, but stay near me. Don't disappear. Don't pause the song, whatever you do, and don't skip through it, because that's all going to be recorded into what I'm doing. So if I'm DJing with it, then 10 seconds later you skip the track, it's going to skip out loud live. So very sketchy. I would be very nervous to use it in a live environment. I mean, when I read about it before we got sent the product, I was like, this is cool. Like, how did this send audio over via Bluetooth? But I just don't know if it's going to be used by the people that buy it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
It looks nice. Feels great to play on. It has that Pioneer DJ feel, even though it's Alpha Theta.
Yeah.
It does feel nice and it's enjoyable to play on. But there's these weird things that have come with it that I just think, I don't know, maybe detract from what it could be.
Mm.
I mean, you don't have to use them.
No.
Yeah, frustration comes to mind. It's like the technology is out there. So if you want to talk about the Bluetooth, there's plenty of controllers out there now where you can connect Bluetooth. I mean, there's Pioneer products where you can just connect a Bluetooth to a different channel. Like,
yeah.
That's frustrating. The streaming thing is infuriating, like bizarre and infuriating, because inside of Record Box, you can have streaming services.
Yep.
So this is not a license in play. Mm. It's just a bizarre thing. The technology's out there. Plus, there's the comparison where there is, what's the Numark all-in-one called?
Someone just said it here. Oh, the Numark Mixtrack.
Mixtream Pro. The Mixtream Pro is £500.
Yep.
It has streaming. It's got speakers on, whether you like that or not. But if you want to take this thing to a beach, you're going to need speakers, right?
Yeah.
Which is what they're pushing. It's £500. I actually prefer the layout. I actually prefer DJing on it, personally.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, the Denon Prime Go, I wasn't a big fan of. It was great because it was groundbreaking.
The first one, yeah.
You know, prop for that. The usability wasn't great, and that to mix on it was a bit fiddly.
Yeah.
So it is an improvement on that. But yeah, and then, you know, to bring out a speaker, which is, again, I think £900 or £800 or something like that, you know, and then to be like, oh yeah, this is to take everywhere with you. Well, you know, there's not a lot of people that have £2,500 to just have fun with your friends at the park.
Yeah.
So that's the frustration. And like I said, there's two sides to everything. And, you know, making a big splash is not always a bad thing. They've had loads of press. It's out there.
Yeah.
And there's quite a good position to sort of work backwards and be like, who was the company? Was it a Denon product or a Rain product where they released a price and everyone said that's too much and then reduced it? Do you remember that?
Denon, maybe wasn't it?
Was it a Denon? Was it the Rain 4 or something? I'm not sure.
Maybe. If somebody knows that
in the chat.
Oh,
it might have been Denon. I can't remember.
Somebody released a product and it was, and they basically ended up reducing when it came out by like $400 or something. And everyone was like, well played you.
Yeah.
Like, well done. And that's some goodwill. So
they're not going to do that.
Who knows? A second frustrating thing is, you know, me and Jamie sat in on a press call with them.
Yeah.
And more frustration came out of it. First of all, was it Alpha Theta or Theta? And they said, yeah, call it what you want. And that's like, well, it's not cross-fider, is it? Like, it's one or the other, right? That's one thing. Two, you know, we asked, does that mean it's the end of Pioneer DJ, right? Because that is the feeling that we got building up to this. And that's what everyone thought.
Yeah.
He was going to be a line in the sand. And now everything coming forward.
Like an Alpha Theta CDJ 4000.
Yeah.
An Alpha Theta DDJ Flex.
Yes.
10 upgrade or whatever it is. Like, yeah. I don't know. That's what we thought.
From their call, let me be super clear on it. Everything that is a current Pioneer DJ product will stay that way. So there won't be like a new rerun of a Flex 4 or an XZ, Flex 6, like with an Alpha Theta thing. Then we asked, you know, does that mean if there is an XZ 2, does that mean it is a Pioneer DJ XZ 2? They wouldn't tell us that.
But they did say the Pioneer DJ products you've all come to know and love, this is such spiel, but you've all come to know and love, we will continue to develop them, and it is not the end of the Pioneer DJ brand. You will still see Pioneer DJ products getting released in the future. So we were just like, hold on, okay, so there's now two brands, but you've told us, anyway, this is where we're at, right? We don't know what's happening.
clear as mud.
In the Alpha Theta, in the Alpha Theta like press release, it says that Alpha Theta embraces diversity and inclusion and celebrates the playfulness of DJing and producing music. We look forward to growing alongside you, the community who are connected by passion for music and its culture. But it sounds like they're celebrating the playfulness of DJing. And it says here, central to our mission is collaborative relationships with a worldwide network of DJs. Yeah. But it sounds like they are trying to do more experimental stuff.
Which is great.
And yeah. the Alpha Theta brand.
And if it was very clear that Alpha Theta are going to produce these weird and wonderful products, you know, in and out of the whole year, alongside our very sustainable current model of bringing out a Flex 6, an XZ2, a CDJ 4000, whatever it is, everyone would be like, okay, that's cool. Absolutely fine. That makes sense. You know, you can probably throw the Opus Quad in as like an Alpha Theta type product. And you'd be like, yeah, okay, let's ride the wave and see what happens here. But still, we still don't know, do we? Like,
can we just talk real here? I think this is to do with the Serato acquisition. I don't know this. I cannot say this. I don't know. But this is me just hypothesizing.
Part of a bigger picture.
There was some pushback on them acquiring Serato. Then suddenly there's this whole brand change, a new brand. It's like, is this to try and allow them to get Serato before they then just go back to releasing stuff as Pioneer DJ? I do not know. But I feel like there's some big business stuff going on. I hope it doesn't affect us as DJs.
Yeah.
I hope we still get great products.
Yeah.
Semi-great prices. It's never a great price with Pioneer DJ. Let's put it that way. But they do make great products.
They make great products. And look, as if you take away all the external factors of the Omnis Duo, you know, can you plug a USB in and DJ with it fine? Yes. You know, it's you know, it's not sort of the end of the world kind of thing. The looks is, you know,
we're picking it apart for the sake of picking it apart.
And it's more it's more a wider discussion on what does it mean for the DJ industry and where is this thing going? Because, you know, this thing is not going to be, you know, you're not going to see this thing in clubs or anything like that. And we want to see more equipment where you can, you know, you're going to be using your clubs and bedroom equipment and that kind of thing. So, you know, I'd love to know your thoughts and your, what you guys think is going to be the future, what you think is now, what do you like the Omnis Duo? Do you hate it? What do you think of the whole Alpha Theta movement?
Someone said here, really good one, I agree, this is so they can experiment without ruining the Pioneer name.
But that's fine if that was
if the product sucks. So they could be like, ah, it was a failure on the Duo. It doesn't matter because, you know, Pioneer DJ is still making great products.
Yeah, which is what we said. And if that was sort of the, not the clear messaging, because they can't be like, we're just going to see if these are good or not. They're not going to say that. But if they said, but, you know, Pioneer products are still going to be Pioneer, that's fine. No problem. Yeah. We'll roll with that. Interesting topic. Any more questions or shall I move on?
We'll come back to them. It's always a bit delayed. Well, so I'll favourite some stuff. Remember, if you've got questions, get them in. Yeah. We do a bit at the end where we answer questions live, but let's get stuck into the next segment.
Get your Reddit titles up because this goes on to sort of us as a DJ channel and how we review products as well. And it's from Reddit.
Cool. Let's go.
Reddit drama, it's all over the place. People arguing, fighting, all up in your face. Reddit drama. Reddit drama.
Hello, right. So on Reddit, I came across a discussion, and it was sort of about us. And it's like when you're in a room and you hear someone talk about you next door, and you're like, oh, I can hear my name being mentioned.
Is this going to cut deep?
No, it's not going to cut deep. But it is a good discussion. And I think it's just a good, because this is off the record, it's a good chance to sort of clear some stuff up, because, you know, the world of any forum is awash with rumors and hypothesis. Yeah. So let's just clear some stuff up. So, the title of this post is, Are DJ Reviewers Compromised? All right. I tend to watch YouTube reviews of certain controllers and hear their honest opinion on everything that drops. For the most part, reviewers are pretty good on that, except for the reason when the Omnis Duo dropped. Except from where the Omnis Duo dropped all, and I do mean all reviewers sang this controller's praises. The only negative thing I saw was the price was a bit high, but other than that, it's a great controller. Here's my issue. Both the Denon Prime Goat and the Mixstream Pro are both standalone units and far more features. They said what they liked and disliked, but with the Omnis Duo, it was nothing but praise. I get reviewers don't want to lose their connection with Alpha Theta, but how are we to trust your reviews if you don't care to push the industry standard forward? Now, the first comment is kind of what I want to dive into. So, YouTube, the comment of this is, YouTubers literally make content for ad revenue. There's no reason to think they are impartial in the first place, etc., etc. So do you want to answer that, Jamie?
Yeah, so obviously we get sent products by the manufacturers. Yes. Alpha Theta, Pioneer DJ, they send us a product, albeit probably for like 3 days. But don't get it for long. Yeah. We've got to like test it, learn it, share it, and make something on
make
it.
Make that clear that it is a product that we get sent and it goes pretty much straight back.
Yeah.
So we're not, that's one, we're not doing it so we can have the product. No. Yeah. That's one thing.
Yeah. We don't get to keep it. Yeah.
The,
no, unfortunately.
The making content for ad revenue is absolutely obsolete. that video did 100,000 views and we probably made $300 off it. So it's like nothing to do with monetary values.
No. Crossfader wouldn't be a business we would if not we be relied a business. On ad revenue.
And if you think about our YouTube content, most of it can't be monetized anyway because we use music.
Yep.
So it's not for ad revenue. Do any of the corporations ask us to input anything on a review?
Not at all. Never. Never. So it's always an honest opinion. And look, when I review things, I'm trying to look at it from who is this for? Because there's no point in me slating something for the people to like pat on the back the people that don't even care about the product and never going to buy it.
Yep.
I'm trying to explain to the people that are potentially going to buy it, like what it does, what it is, and what are some of the things to be aware of. Now, when we do a normal review, what it isn't, it's not a comparison. I sometimes mention other products in the review, but it's not like a versus video. So I'm just focusing on that product and maybe mention some other things for people to then go and research as well, because it's a standalone review. I want to talk about that specific product and just showcase it. So they never tell us what to do or what to say, or they pretty much don't tell us anything about it. We have to like learn about it and read the manual. But they are there to answer questions if we've got questions about it. I do push back and I say, why is there not streaming? You know, why is there not this?
Well,
and we never really get much back because they can't tell us really the roadmap of what they're doing.
Let me just clear something up, because, you know, somebody said, you know, all it was full of praise. Here are some actual quotes from the video, from what you said. So a bit of a weird approach to go that way. Very strange integration. That price bracket is high, especially for the market it's intended for. Trying to put everything under the Alpha Theatre ecosystem is just a bit of a stretch. The fact that third-party streaming has been omitted is a major red flag for me at this stage. I feel it's a big oversight to not include access to millions of songs. So it's not all praise.
Do you know what though? Look, this is off the record. When the DDJ Flex 6 came out, we got sent that. And I wasn't a fan of it.
No,
but I kind of like made a review that was like, oh, we were still, you know, building relationship with Pioneer DJ. And I was a bit like, oh, I don't just want to slate it to high heavens, because it's not a terrible product, but it really caught me off guard. I was like, this is probably one of the worst products we've been sent by Pioneer DJ at that time. And I ended up doing the review and I showed it around everyone in the office and they're like, but do you really think that? And I was like, no. And they were like, go refilm it. Yeah. And I refilmed it and I highlighted the things. And it's all a learning process at the end of the day. You know, we were trying to, at that point, find a balance, you know, but as we're growing as a company, we want to be as honest as you know, as we see
possible,
it.
Yeah.
So and if I see something, I'm going to call it out, especially now.
Yeah.
You know.
And there's two sides to it. It's a review is a bit of maybe it's not the right word, because a review is taking that product, going to a club, going to, you know, a wedding, go, you know, and having it for, I don't know, 3 months and testing it. So it's more of a first look, because like I say, we don't get it for long. Yeah. We've got it for a day or two. And then, you've got to think about the people who are going to buy this product. So you've got to show all the features and all that kind of thing. And then at the end is where sort of our thoughts come into it and our real opinions, because you've got to be impartial to a point, because just because you don't like something doesn't mean somebody else does. So it's no point starting a video saying, this is rubbish, but don't watch this review because it's all rubbish. You know, end of the day, all DJ products will do the same job. It's about showing it. And then actually at the end, here's what we actually really think in a small space of time that we have it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think it goes back to, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And there's never a product, you know, if there is products that we get told about and we're like, this just is not relevant to our audience. Yeah. It's crap. Like, there's nothing good to say about it. There's no point in us reviewing it. Why are we going to stand there and just slate something and badmouth a company if we don't, you know, if there's nothing good to say? But there always is good stuff to say about Pioneer DJ / Alpha Theta products. But like everything, if you back and watch any of the Pioneer DJ reviews, you will see that there's always this is great, but.
Yeah.
And there is always a but, because they everywhere. Always try and do something a bit different on each of the products. Merge effects on the Flex 4 or like the smart fader on the Flex 4.
Yeah.
Merge effects on the Flex 6. The what was it on the Flex 10? The like thing that did the mix for you, like the phrasing and the mix. Yeah,
but
was like,
but we talk about, you know, it was just like nothing having streaming. We talk about the stems being awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we've talked about, you know, other products that we just don't like. And then regular listener of the podcast will get it all.
Yeah. Then we That's why it's off the record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think another thing to realize as well is like people are very quick to make assumptions when all they're seeing is an actual video as well. So it's like I saw loads of comments on the Omnis Duo review saying, this looks terrible quality. It's a Fisher Price toy. But if you were to actually touch it, like you would feel very differently about it. And I think that's the case.
A lot of people are saying this in the comments.
Are they? Like, this is a thing.
Like you can't comment on something if you've never touched it.
Exactly.
It is a funny
and
one.
And especially when we get sent the press images, sometimes like we get the images or we get the description of the product before we see the product, right? And sometimes we get these images, like the Opus Quad. I got that image. I was like, what on earth? This looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then when I got my hands on it, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
It feels nice, actually. Yeah,
feels
I like
premium,
this.
Yeah.
It feels nice to play on. I enjoy DJing on it, which is what it comes back to, really. Like, do you enjoy using your equipment and does it do what you need it to do? Full stop.
Yeah, and that with any sort of big splash, there's this thing of like confirmation bias in it where if you see like the top 10 comments trashing it or something, will follow the trend of it.
Yeah.
Like I saw, like, I don't know Facebook too much, but like I saw a retail company posted just a picture of it, and the amount of people sharing it saying basically the same thing that they hate it, and this is just off like an image. And it's like, it's such a bizarre, I get it to a point, but I think that it taps into a bit something deeper in it of why we are not all of us, but a lot of, we are so in love with Pioneer DJ. If you've used it for years, and even if you haven't, you understand the impact that it's made on the DJ industry as a whole. And to sort of think about what that being thrown away or that being tampered with, it's quite precious.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
What are the comments saying?
Got some both sides.
Yeah.
Like here, some more heat. So it's like Pioneer will keep prices high and innovation will suffer, as we will the consumer. If they have a monopoly, like a government without opposition. So I agree, but I also disagree. So it is, you're right that monopolies can be dangerous. But also, like, I don't think it's as clear cut as, like, oh, they're just going to stop innovating.
Yeah.
It's like anything. Like, Apple, you could consider some of their things innovation and some of their things just, oh, yeah, Android did it 2 or 3 years ago and we'll just do it now and just remarket it as something else. Yeah. It's not innovation. It's just they're waiting to see if there's appetite in the market and then they go, right, we'll do it ourselves. Like, and it's, I think there's always going to be this. There's always going to be a leader in a market.
Yeah.
And it's Pioneer DJ at the moment. If it was the other way around, and let's say Denon DJ was the leader and Pioneer DJ was trying to fight their corner, everyone would be saying the same thing. Oh, Denon, they've got a monopoly. They own Newmark, they own Rain, they own Denon DJ, they own all these audio companies. They cannot have a monopoly. Yeah. They own that, but they just don't have the monopoly. Yeah. It's just, that's just how the market is.
I think what some people don't think about as well is that everything that you see that comes out hasn't just been made a week ago. Like, it's been made years in advance. And think about how quick technology changes. You know, like, they can't, maybe they're not in a position to just pivot really quick if a new technology comes out, so they have to release these things.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, that's something to take into consideration, I think.
I mean, it goes back to the software and hardware thing. There's software companies making software and working on software. There's hardware companies making hardware and then trying to work together as well.
Yeah.
Pioneer saw that years ago and went, we're obviously hitting roadblocks here, like working with Serato and trying to make products that fit their roadmap. So why don't we just make Rekordbox? I remember when Rekordbox came out and I was like, whoa. I thought Serato was done.
Yeah.
But no, Serato held strong.
Still going.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if they acquire Serato, but Virtual DJ might come and then suddenly like have a big movement. Everyone's saying Denon DJ should try and acquire Virtual DJ or something.
Oh, hello.
Maybe. Maybe that could happen. Yeah. Like, yeah. Who
maybe,
knows?
Maybe we'll just buy everything. Right.
We've got Blakey. We've got a bit of Serato.
We've got the best bit. Guys, I'm gonna lighten the mood, all right?
Right.
Cleanse your soul. Breathe out and let's have a bit of good news, okay? This is good news. This has been sent in to us, right? I played my first official gig and it went amazing. Right. I have no real DJ friends to tell this to, so I'm coming to you. I played my first real gig to people I don't know at a hookah lounge. Love a bit of hookah.
Nice.
Bit of shisha. Hello. And I showed up thinking I was playing a 30-minute set when the headliner texts me and asked me to fill in for him between 7 to 2.
That's a big old set.
Big old shift. And I said yes, even though I thought I wasn't ready. I feel like I read the room like a book and the right music just came to me so easily. Yeah. I am in love with being a DJ and I never want to quit. Let's go. Let's go. This has been a while.
I love it.
This is a good takeaway, this, because we get a lot of people, especially having the first gig, and they want to know how many songs do I need? What shall I play? What's the crowd going to be like? You know, should I use Serato? Should I use Record Box? And that's all been taken away from this guy because he's had to just go, oh God, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the best ways to do it because you can't overthink it.
Yeah.
And then because he's not over, it's like a night out, isn't it? If you plan a night out to the T, it's never it's as good great. As if we just go, should we just go get a pint?
Yeah.
And we're out till 6 a.m.
Yeah.
It's never as good. It's just always better when it's not planned. So if you can throw yourself in the deep end,
go for it.
Always do. If you're watching, what was your first gig? How long ago? What was your first gig? And where was it? Let us know. And while we're doing that, the boys and I shall get into a little bit of a game.
I was going to say, do you know what made that story better? If he'd have played on an Omnis duo.
If he went, and it was an Omnis duo. And everyone came up to me saying how amazing it was. Right, we're going to have a bit of fun, right? It's Crossfaders Chart Challenge with a difference. Jamie, if you can get some note, if somebody get a note up, it's 1 to 10 this week, right? It's not audio based, and we're just going to have a bit of fun. If anyone from Alpha Theatre is listening, it's just a bit of fun, all right? We love you. It's just a bit of fun. But we're going to play stupid name game, right? So a lot of talk is Alpha Theatre is not a great name. So I've found 10 worse business names, and you're going to rank them blindly. Right. You're going to blind rank them for businesses, all right?
Yep.
Are they random businesses?
They are. Well, I'll tell you what the business is and I'll tell you the name, right? And you can rank them from is one best or worst your favorite? The funniest?
Number one's
well, however you want to rank them. I don't care. There's 10, by the way. There's 10 today. 10.
All right. Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. So.
Eight.
So, this is a pancake store.
Right.
I feel like crepe.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
This is nothing DJ related, but come along for the ride.
This is bang on Jamie's humour, right here.
A bit of a pun. I love a pun.
Right. Yeah.
Right, so we're saying the funniest, I think the one that like makes us, gets us hard is Higher Up. So let's say it's extremely funny. We have to break off the podcast because we're rolling around on the floor. That's number one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And number 10 is like, oh, cool. Yeah.
There's a few number 10s in here.
Okay, so let's just go middle of the road.
Say it again.
I feel like crap.
I like that. Yeah. I like it. Four, five, four. It's clever.
This is
all right, fine.
It's funny, the more you think about it, the less funny it is.
Yeah. You kind of have to only say it once.
Yeah, you need your initial reaction. Right.
This is an iconic British one. Hairdressers curl up and die. That's like the benchmark. And I'm happy for you to put that in at 10 because this is where the levels are.
Curl up and die.
Danny likes
that. It's not funny though. It's almost like, what? Why would you? I don't want to go in there. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's die like. You dye your hair, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Just making that clear.
Right. A fish and chip shop, for cod's sake.
For cod's sake.
wait, why do we do these? Oh.
Yeah, okay.
All right, yeah.
For cod's
sake,
all right.
Right, that's going in at number 8.
Yeah, I'll keep my fingers on
there's
these.
There's a lot of fooderies. Fried chicken place, a salt and battery.
Oh my God.
Nah, not for me.
Does that even need to go on the list? Assault.
Could you imagine saying this to somebody? It's like, oh, where we're meeting? Assault and Barry.
Jeez.
This is a female wig shop.
Someone just said, should have had flat as a pancake.
Not as good. Prefer, I feel like grab. Right. This is a female wig shop. Unbeweavable.
That's up there. That's pretty good. Unbelievable.
It's like everyone's just developed a lisp. I love it. What are we doing? 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that one?
Weave. I don't know how to spell it. Yeah, that's fine. Unbelievable.
This is another hairdresser. No, that's rubbish. A fish and chip shop, frying Nemo.
Oh, that's sadistic.
It is, isn't it?
Twisted.
It is, isn't it?
That is twisted. Oh, I'm running out of low spaces here. Come on, we need some good ones. What was that? Frying Nemo?
Frying Nemo.
That's going into right. Number 7. I feel bad for Nemo right now.
This is a flooring company. Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie, yeah. I just
got Lionel Richie.
Yeah, I'll do.
Number 2. We're going in number 2. I like this.
This is a grass cutting company. Lawn and Order.
Yeah. I quite like it. All right, 6 then, go on.
Yeah, not for me.
6, Lawn and Order.
How many more left? 3.
3.
2.
2.
2.
Don't worry, it's nearly over. Don't worry,
save the best for last. This is fried food shop. Abracababra.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Save number 1, guys. Go save the best of life.
Yeah, go on.
Abracababra is number 4.
Do any of you actually have these, like near where you live or anything?
I just found these on Google. But there's
I got a Walk This Way as a Chinese.
Oh, Walk This Way. I like that one. Yeah, there's a few. Right. The last one, Japanese restaurant, Miso Hani Sushi.
Miso high.
And Miso Hani Sushi.
Oh.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, oh my God, right. Hope you enjoyed
different,
that game,
different.
Yeah.
By the way, if you just tuned in, this is Off the Record, a DJ podcast. So don't, you know, worry. That was just a bit of entertainment.
Just saying, you know, there's other stupid names of companies out there. That's just how it is.
No, it does link back. I like the loose link, the link there.
We'll be back with music next week. Guys, as ever, we always like to give you some value back, and this year is no exception. Just to give you guys a bit of a flavour of what we're working on, there are some new products, new courses coming, especially for you DJ Flex 4 users. There is a new DJ Pro course coming in the next 2-3 weeks, so you'll see that. There's also a lot of really advanced courses coming as well, and new genres and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to get on board with Crossfader and take one of our courses, just go to wearecrossfader.co.uk and you always get a discount, so you can use the code Off the Record. It's been a while, that's right, yeah? Off the Record. And you'll get 20% off all DJ courses. That's, you know, Hip Hop House, Techno, Record Box, Serato, Denon. And if you want to get all of the courses in one big giant bundle, then you can take the complete package, which is 25 plus courses, 50 hours of bonus content, and then access to all of the new courses that are coming, which will probably be about 5 or 6 new courses this year, guys. So there's a lot.
We are looking hard.
There's a lot of new stuff.
We started the year strong.
That's where we've been.
You haven't seen much yet.
That's where
we've
been.
Coming.
That's where we've been.
So excited to share it.
I did mention. Blakey at the top, but we have. Yeah. Have we mentioned James yet?
I think I mentioned him in the past, but
we've got a new COO in the office called James.
Another James.
Listening. Another James, by the way. Yeah, we've got another James. So, you know, you have to work. You have to be called James to work here.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, yeah, the team's growing. And we're excited. We're also bringing, for all you non English speaking students, we are bringing subtitles to all of our courses now. So,
I've got to say, they're already there.
Yes.
Yep. Like, you can go take advantage of them, but they are like automatically generate, so it's just like on YouTube at the moment.
They're good.
But we are in the process of improving them all so that they are squeaky clean. Really good.
There is somebody watching every single one of our videos. Yeah. Seriously. Watching every one of our videos and then translating them.
Checking it.
Seriously.
Checking the captioning.
Yeah. Have we got any questions from the gang?
We've just got some good comments. Just some comments, man. Right, a question here.
Yeah.
Tech related.
Okay.
Does double tap the shift button on XCJXZ, does it change the deck from 1 and 2 to 3 and 4? Yeah, so this is interesting. The reason why I favourited this is because when Pioneer sent us the XCJXZ and I did the review, like I mentioned at the top of this podcast, we have to like figure out the product. I stand there and I tap all the buttons, I shift and press all the buttons and I see what it does, because there's always like weird things hidden under like some of the functions.
Yeah.
And I found this where I double tapped the shift button to get to the 3rd and 4th deck, right? When your laptop's plugged in, so you could control the 3rd and 4th deck. I put the review out and then I got an email from Pioneer saying, oh, just to let you know, that's not actually like a feature that's going to be in the firmware that goes out with the product. It's something we were just testing. I was like, oh, right. Well, it's out. Well, it's out there. The review's out. So then they were like, oh, yeah, well, I see that. So then they just said, can you just put a note on it? And then we're going to release it in a new firmware. So I had to put like a little caption on the video. And it kind of forced them to actually just roll that out as a function. Yeah. So yeah, it does, I think.
Yeah.
I think it still does.
What speaking of XZ, what do we wanna see this year from all companies?
XZ2. Yeah.
We want to see XZ2.
But what is an XZ2? It's got the CDJ 3000 like internal.
RX3
screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A high res screen.
Yeah. Touch screen.
Complete standalone 4DX.
Yep.
Big.
Yeah. Because that's what everyone wanted from the XZ.
Exactly.
Yeah. Similar streaming. Plans to the
streaming.
Yeah.
Please.
I feel like there's something going on with streaming at the moment and the fact that like streaming integrations and something going on with the music industry and the DJ industry. You know,
TikTok have had beef, haven't they?
Yeah.
TikTok have had beef with Universal. Universal have taken off all their music off TikTok and TikTok have cried about it and been like, but everyone else says it's fine. So there's been beef there. So yeah, it's just such a grey area, isn't it? Just like stems is a bit of a grey area. Improved stems on Rekordbox, that's one thing.
That would be nice to see.
Yeah. Not been a Denon product in a while. That'd be something nice, they're always innovating. A new Hercules, like a bit of a more, you know what I like actually? Because I love the Impulse 500.
Yeah.
I love a four channel like Hercules, similar to the 500 layout.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I really like the layout of a Hercules.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Right, Colt Sauer's favourite in a few more. Yeah. Daniel, shout out to Daniel, said, really loved your chapter and verse interviews. They were solid. Nice. More of that to come.
Well,
yeah?
Listen, Daniel, if you could do us a favor and just comment or like this podcast or subscribe to this podcast, whatever you do on a podcast, that will help us get more guests.
What is a podcast? Do we do podcasts?
If you could just interact with that, the audio podcast on Spotify or on Apple Music, that would be amazing. And that's what we need to get bigger guests and big guests all around. But yeah, don't worry about that, mate. There are some big ones coming.
All right, Joel said, I'd like to see support or reboots of current or past equipment. I quite like this idea.
I came across on Reddit the Technics. It's a Technics 1210. I can't remember the model, but it was a CD version.
Yeah.
So you put the CD in, it had a little screen, and I thought, blue screen. It's like, oh, that looks amazing.
But is he saying that because he wants to see content from us on older stuff? Is that, or just like...
No, I think like reboots.
Rotary, like old classics.
Maybe, yeah, like classic a bit technology.
A bit like the Mean Girls movie.
Moving on. Cosmic Puma, this was where there was a bit of debate back and forth, and I brought his comment up earlier, and he said it's great to have this format of podcast, some rational thought, appreciated. I've been on the cynical train a bit over the Serato acquisition. Look. And then gone to say more, but this is why we do it. Like we get stuff off our chest. This is it's cathartic for us as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is easy to get on that cynical train. Everyone falls into it a bit. Like I say, you can you read 10 comments that are the same thing and you convince yourself that that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, just going back to it, there's so many DJ products out there. No one's short of like choice.
Nah. Yeah.
Much choice, right? There's something for everyone. Yeah. So
that is the thing.
Here, just going back to what people's first gigs were. My first gig was a house party in front of 7 other real DJs and people. That scared the crap out of me, but everyone is really supportive in the community.
Oh,
yes,
cool.
I agree. It is the most terrifying thing, playing in front of other DJs.
Yeah.
You can play in front of 1,000 normal drunk people in a club, but play in front of 5 other reputable DJs and you will be bricking it.
When you know who they are, but they don't know you.
Well, yeah. I think it's worse now when you're like bigger or established. I think it's even worse because you've got
a reputation to hold.
If you're new, like Chapter Adversity when he was on, he's like, you know, if you're new starting out, no one's gonna give you shit. Everyone's just gonna back you and be like, yeah man, good, like well played. Like you'd be a bit of a knob if you were just coming on and be like, oh, that was trash. Like your first gig. The pressure comes when you've like been doing it a while.
I suppose like that's why James Hypes puts out bits where he does it wrong, because he's trying to do some crazy stuff. Sometimes it goes wrong. Like we're human. It's great.
Yeah.
Someone said, is there a new techno course? We've got a techno course.
Yeah.
Danny here made it.
Yeah.
So there's a techno course on our site. You can go check it out.
Yeah. What's inside the techno course, Danny?
Techno. Lots of techno. Like every sort of like techno you can think of. Like I know that there's a lot of techno genre police, but hard techno,
melodic,
peak time stuff, melodic stuff, a little bit more like deep stuff, ambient stuff, all that sort of goodness. But yeah, it's teaching you the basic like A to Z of mixing techno music.
Yeah.
Whole.
It's one of our most popular courses.
Yeah man.
And it's one of those things, like it's a course whereby you can take it and you can just do like learn the basic mixing of techno, not do anything fancy, but there's also extra stuff in there to start forcing you to think a little bit outside the box.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's hundreds of DJs out there that can take 10 songs and mix them well. Yep. So then it's like, how do you do something a bit more interesting with your chosen genre? So we explore that in the course as well, which is really exciting.
Or
then
when
we pick apart genres a bit more, but it doesn't mean people have to do it, but there's the option there, and that's what we really thrive off.
Yeah.
This is a good one. One question. Did any of you ever do a DJ course to learn how to DJ?
There wasn't any.
No.
There were none.
There wasn't any.
This is why Crossfader's a thing.
DJ education is such a new thing.
Absolutely.
It seems like the answer to everything's out there now, but genuinely, like, the reason sort of, you know, we are in a position where we are is because there's not that from when we started, there isn't, you know, we started 2014, you started Crossfader.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There wasn't education. So that's literally the reason why we sort of started it. No.
There was other people doing stuff online, but it was minimal.
Oh,
there wasn't
it's not what it is now.
Yeah. Similar to music production, you know.
Yeah.
It's a big thing now and you can learn anything now, but.
This is when we started doing online content for Crossfader, it was like, what are all the lessons that took us years to learn?
Yeah.
So we didn't take any courses. It was trial and error, see friends doing it, see other people doing it. Oh yeah, I didn't even know. I was playing in clubs. I didn't know what phrasing was, right?
Yeah.
Learning all that stuff on the go, on the job. And it's taking all of that. And I've gone, right, what are all the things that have taken me years to actually discover or learn and build them into a chronological path, a learning journey, so that you can go and skip out all of that, like, the stumbling blocks and not fast track, because there's no fast track. Like, the journey's never ending, right?
Yes.
But it means that you're not going to spend months working on something that you could just learn in a week if you just knew what you needed to learn. So that's all it was, is just taking all of these things that took years of trial and error and packaged them to, like, here's the journey. Here's the things to focus on in this order. Work through them. And here's how you do it on your equipment, or your software. And that's just how we've built the Crossfader product suite. And that's sort of how it works from our perspective. So,
guys, it's been great to be back. Pleasure. It feels good.
It does.
It feels amazing. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back every week now, guys. We're locked in. Can't wait to see you every single week. And like I say, if you want to head over to wearecrossfader.co.uk, check out some courses. Please feel free to do that. And then again, please like, comment and subscribe to this podcast. That would mean the world. And we will see you same time. Oh, next week, it'll be a different time, won't it? Because we're doing a Tuesday next week? Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be.
I think we're doing Tuesday next week.
Unless you want Blakey in on it.
Oh.
Maybe.
We'll see. Hold that thought, but we will be back next week.
Also, someone asked, will you be doing a drum and bass course?
Do we tell them?
Will we?
Do we not?
Will we?
See you next week.
Will we?